We're back. Let's rejoin David and Jonathan as they uncover the secrets of prophecy in our modern world.
You see, Christ fulfilled the law at his resurrection. And the Jews offering an animal sacrifice in the newly built third temple, instead of accepting his son's perfect sacrifice, will be an abomination. God will restore the third temple because the Bible states it must be there. But it's the establishing of the millennial temple spoken of by the prophets that we have been counting down since 2017, with a 2033 date being the consecration date. And if you know your Bible and have been watching, you know by this timeline, the 6,000 year age of man and the 2,000 year anniversary of the crucifixion of Christ both take place in 2033. God does not deal in coincidences. Everything in his book is precise, and he places the signs in the heavens as omens and markers. If 2033 marks the end of days, then you also know that the tribulation will begin 7 years prior to this date. And that places the beginning of the tribulation in 2026. Do you hear me? Are you waking up, Christian, non-Christian? Seekers and watchers, as described by the Bible as sons of light, have been watching the signs and seasons. And we are attempting to awaken humanity to the perilous time the world is now entering. It is so sad. If you wear the Christian name tag, it should be so obvious. The spiritual season we are in should just be blurting itself out to you. If it's not, please take the time to examine your heart. Are you watching for your Lord to return? Or are you caught up in the day-to-day cares of the world? It is said that in the last days that the love of many will grow cold, and the great falling away of the faith will come upon the church. Please do not be one of those. Considering all that I have told you so far about the tribulation period beginning in 2026, the month of March of this year brings so many signs and markers together following the 16-year countdown. The Antichrist is here now in the world. You've been watching him. He's very much in the public eye, not the man we were all expecting, I dare say, but he is the man. You've seen him place nearly 50,000 satellites in orbit around this planet, using his own space exploration company. His satellite network controls most of the world's internet access, meaning he has total control over communications and media worldwide. Through your smartphone, he has tracked your every desire, location, acquaintances, and most disturbing of all, he has marked every location where a Bible was ever opened. You know who I'm talking about. We've all seen him announce his biological implant device. It's called Neuralink. It allows a human being to access the internet with their mind. He has publicly said his implant, I'm talking about Elon Musk, has publicly stated that this Neuralink implant placed in the forehead or right hand will replace all handheld devices and cell phones for accessing the web and monetary transaction by the year 2030. That's 4 years from now. Coincidentally, the Bible says that no one will be able to buy or sell in the last days unless they receive the mark in their foreheads or right hands. And that mark of the beast would become mandatory at the midpoint of the tribulation period. The mark of the beast that John spoke about in Revelation is here. The technology has presented itself. It's available. It's voluntary now, but in a short time, it will be mandatory to receive in order to do commerce within this digital society that is quickly coming about. Never in all of our history and all of our forefathers had been crying wolf about this. Oh, barcodes and little microchips. But the technology is here. There are 10,000 people on the waiting list to get this thing. And I can see the lure of all of these young people who are so addicted to social media. Can you imagine surfing the web with your mind? But there are a lot of ill consequences that come with that. When the time comes to bow down and worship Him, you will have no choice. That thing will control you because it's implanted in your mind. The Bible states clearly that if you take this mark, you will be damned to the abyss for eternity and forever in torment. Pay attention. By this timeline, the mark that we've been talking about, the Neuralink, will become mandatory within 3.5 years. You must, when it does become mandatory, you must resist to your dying breath. The only hope for you. You will see this man, Elon, in the next 2 years, using his technology to bring regional wars to an end, to aid humanity in many ways. And when the world's financial system collapses, as it will soon, very soon, his technology will make it all work again. Through digital dollars, bitcoins. He will then be elevated to the center of the world stage as the savior of mankind, just as the Bible spells out. He comes as an angel of light. This man of sin, the Antichrist, that comes as an angel of light. But midway through the tribulation period, he is assassinated and then resurrected 3 days later. A counterfeit Christ through the indwelling of a demon and the magical works of this Neuralink. At that point, this world enters into a catastrophic season of violence and death. Can you imagine Satan among humanity? From the descriptions in Revelation, it's unimaginable. It's here. It's now. Coming about right now. Wake up. There was a blood moon on the 3rd of March. 3 days prior, America began a war with Iran. Combined with the Antichrist being revealed, the Bible said he would. That accounts for the first two riders of the apocalypse. First one being the white rider who rides out with a bow and no arrows to conquer with no ammunition. Conquering through his technology and desire of the consumer to have it. And the second rider, going to take peace away from the earth. You'll see this Iran deal is going to spread all sorts of little skirmishes and regional wars. Compound that with the fact that the man of sin will be meeting with the prime minister of Israel on the 16th of March, places the world at a great conversion point because there is one final piece of the puzzle left to satisfy. To usher in to ensure your mind that the tribulation period has begun. The Bible says that Antichrist will confirm an agreement, which is the seven-year trigger. He will confirm a covenant with many, as stated in Daniel. The man going to Israel, Elon, already has many agreements and contracts with that nation. So how will he confirm or strengthen one of them? Maybe expand all of them. To confirm means the covenant already exists. So many of us preachers have missed that over the years. It's not always going to be a peace treaty with Israel for 7 years. It doesn't say that in Daniel. It's going to confirm a covenant of some sort. Maybe he will create a contract amongst his other contracts with Israel already that provide the Israeli military with the use of the Starlink system or expanded use of the Starlink system. It will happen. Be vigilant and sober, Christian, non-Christian. Watch, listen, and study God's word, for the tribulation is upon us now. And ignoring it will only cause the delusion that God said would be placed on the unbelievers during this time period. And that doesn't absolutely mean people that don't believe in God. That encompasses Christians who don't believe the season that we're in is happening. The coming delusion. The delusion of, oh, everything is okay. This is just modern life. This is how life is going to be now. It's going to run rampant in this world. Mass acceptance of civil unrest and nation warring against nation. And for you Christian looking for the rapture to occur before the tribulation period begins, it's even worse. This has been ignorantly preached from so many pulpits over the years. There will be a great falling away of faith, as Paul wrote in 2 Thessalonians, because of the ignorant doctrines of these pastors and preachers. Oh, you're going to be yanked out of here before the tribulation begins. It can't be anything bad happened to us. God's going to take us out of here at the first trump. Well, that's not what the Bible says. Daniel spells it out in days. And Paul says in 2 Thessalonians, the carrying away or meeting with Christ, the rapture will not happen until the man of sin, Antichrist, goes into the third temple and declares himself God, the abomination of desolation. It's so clear. But the veil was never lifted until now. These pastors were preaching this doctrine from hell so that you wouldn't understand when the time came. You wouldn't be able to realize the season that you're in that God told you to watch for. Antichrist wishes to enslave your soul. God's patience is nearly at an end. So he will allow this great delusion to strengthen as the days of the tribulation near the midpoint. He told us what was coming in 2017. Those of us who were watching, those of you who should have been watching, wearing your Christian name tag, in name only, have you wasted 8.5 years? There is time right now to repent and ask forgiveness. The Bible does say, anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord during this time will be saved. You are never promised tomorrow, Christian, non-Christian. You have to recognize the signs, the seasons, and there are so many converging right now in the month of March in 2026. Watch the news on how civil society becomes unhinged, even more than it has been. and violence begins to erupt throughout the beginning of this tribulation period. Watch how the old world systems and alliances begin to be replaced by a new world order. It's all we've heard about in the last few months, how NATO is breaking up. The old world systems are falling apart. Alliances are falling apart because the Bible said it would happen. A new world order. All being neatly arranged by our president, who in his heart is on a righteous mission, I do believe, not realizing, playing a role within this time period. Pay attention to personal rights being eroded in the name of security. That's coming. And watch for the third rider of the apocalypse, the day the monetary systems of the world die. I expect that one toward the latter part of this year. Undenying when that happens. But delusion, the delusion that God said will come on the world, will be even stronger at that time. Will you remember what you heard here today and say, oh, wow, that was foretold. I heard it on the radio. Oh, well, it was bound to happen. Yeah, I wouldn't put too much into it. You have to pay attention. You have to understand God said these things would happen. It's all in the book. Get it out and read it. When you see these things, there will be no doubt about the season we are in. But if you haven't asked God's forgiveness by the time that you see all of these things present themselves onto the world stage, will the delusion of normalcy become too strong and have overpowered your mind? This is a perilous time, my friends. The actors on the world stage are here. Antichrist, the second beast of Revelation, occupying the White House. It's like a movie playing out in my head. I've been watching for this all of my life. Never did I realize I would recognize these men when they truly came. Never did I realize that I would have fondness for these individuals when they came. And what you don't understand, and what they don't understand, is they don't fully understand who they are and what they're doing at this moment. But if you've read your Bible, you can understand and see all the marker signs. And you'll know all the signs in the celestial heavens and all of the events happening on earth. All play a role together. These are perilous times. The tribulation is upon us. Please do not wait. Focus your heart on God. On your knees and ask Christ forgiveness through his blood and sacrifice. You are never promised tomorrow. God bless you all. And may he keep you in the grace of his son Jesus Christ during these perilous times. And please wake up.
Thanks for tuning in to Between the Lines, a time such as this with David and Jonathan. Stay informed, stay vigilant, and remember, the signs are all around us. Catch you next time on WVFF 97.7 FM, Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.